Well, believe it or not, it's week number 7 of the high school football season tonight, and we journey to Lebanon to play the Yellow Jackets here on Hot Country KDY. West Plains trying to rebound from a really disappointing loss to Kickapoo last week, 49-35. More on that with Joel Wyatt here in just a little bit. But tonight we get an eyeful of a state-ranked team. The Lebanon Yellow Jackets are number 6 in the state in Class 5. They're undefeated 6-0. They are really good, and they are by far, to this point in the season, the class of the Ozark Conference. And we'll talk more about them in a little while, hear more from Joel Wyatt about them. Let's, first of all, go back to last week's game. The Zizzers at one point led 27-14 late in the first half, and things just kind of fell apart at that point. And the Kickapoo Chiefs went on for a 2-touchdown win. Joel Wyatt talks about the start of the game. Start of the game was fantastic. The Zizzers were hitting on all cylinders, especially with the passing game.
Yeah, we had a really good start. Scored on the second play of the game, actually. Isaiah hit Briggs on a 79-yard touchdown pass, right over the middle on a quick slant, and Briggs outran everybody, and so we're off to a great start. And Kickapoo answers. Well, then we score again on another play-action pass to Briggs.
In fact, last week, in spite of the loss, it was a record-setting night for the Zizzers on the offensive side. Briggs Houston set a new school record with 257 receiving yards. That's a single-game record. Plus, he also had 4 touchdown receptions. Just an incredible night. He also tied a school record with 11 catches in a single game. Also, Isaiah Jones, the Zizzer quarterback, he set a new school record, 344 yards passing for a single game. And under most circumstances, all that would have been plenty to win the football game, but everything kind of came apart in the last half of the second quarter with 3 straight turnovers.
He is the turning point for the game. Is, we're up 27-14, second quarter, and before you could go to the bathroom and get back and get settled back in, we had 3 turnovers on 3 straight possessions. And, we left our defense with a short field, and Kickapoo turned those into 21 points. So, you go up, or you at one point, you're feeling pretty good, up 27-14, and next thing we know, we're down 35-27 going into half. I mean, it's still a great ball game, but Kickapoo's got the ball coming out. But, the turnovers, we'd got a couple first downs. We were moving the ball on the first two, and then we just coughed it up.
So the Zizzers fall 49-35 to Kickapoo. They're now 3-3, getting ready to play the best team in the league, the Lebanon Yellow Jackets. But it's been a good week of practice this week, according to Coach Wyatt.
Yeah, we were out there in the rain for 3 hours Wednesday, but we still had a good day's work, and Tuesday and yesterday were good practices. So their attitudes have been good, and they've taken it upon themselves to get better and learn from their mistakes and move on.
And facing Lebanon tonight, you're facing an old school football team. It's triple option time, and you better be ready for all 3 options.
If one guy's not, then the dive back's going to pop you. The quarterback's going to keep it, he's so good and his reads are so precise, he's going to pitch it. It's his triple option at its best. He's a second year starter, the quarterback. He's a tough kid, also plays some outside linebacker. And then on top of that, they throw it just enough to keep you honest. But it all starts with him being the trigger man. And then their fullback, the Glenn Denning kid, is one of the best two-way players. He's just as good on defense as he is on offense. And he's the fullback, and he's a tough kid, hard runner. And then on defense, as their inside linebacker, Man, he's just a playmaker. He's a heck of a football player.
With that, now let's take a look at the schedule of games for tonight around the area. Mountain Grove will travel to Salem, Missouri to play the Tigers. The Thayer Bobcats will be at Ava tonight. Liberty Eagles will travel to the Pit at Kabul. The Houston Tigers will be at Willow Springs to play the Bears. In Ozark Conference play, Rolla will be at Kickapoo. That'll be a interesting game tonight. Plus, Glendale will be at Parkview. Hillcrest plays at Waynesville. Camdenton will be at Bolivar. Camdenton better not be looking past the Liberators for their game next week with Lebanon. Melbourne will play at Salem tonight. The Greyhounds try to keep their great season going. The Highland Rebels are playing pretty well. They're going to play at Blytheville tonight. And Little Rock Christian Academy will be at Mountain Home this evening. Next week, we'll be at home at McDonald's Field at Scissor Stadium when West Plains will host the Parkview Vikings. That's it for our pregame tonight, and I'm going solo. It's just me and Drew on the road this week. He'll be doing the video work. Paul Knight's out of pocket, so it'll be me in the booth coming in just a little while from Lebanon High School as the Yellow Jackets host the West Plains Scissors. Football in the Ozark Conference is coming up next here on Hot Country KDY.
This has been the pregame show on Hot Country KDY. Stay tuned. Scissor kickoff time is coming up next on your home for the Scissors, KDY.
Yes, the work week is over. Come on, weekend. Where are my car keys? Are you kidding me? I did it again. I locked them in the car. Good thing I have West Plains Lock and Key programmed in my phone.
West Plains Lock and Key?
I did it again.
Are you at work or home this time? All right, we'll be right there.
Whenever you lock yourself out, call West Plains Lock and Key, 256-8862. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
As your American Family Insurance agent in West Plains, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jordan Puckett, agent. Call me at 417-505-7138, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Jordan Puckett, agent, at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or call 417-505-7138 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
West Plains Scissors football on Hot Country KDY. Tonight's game is brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozark's Healthcare, and Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
And now West Plains Scissors football on the official home of the Scissors, Hot Country KDY.
And welcome to Lebanon, and we're here for Ozark Conference football tonight. West Plains trying to get back in the win column. They're going to try and do it the hard way against the best team in the league, the Lebanon Yellow Jackets, who are 6-0, West Plains 3-3. Just had the coin flip, and the Yellow Jackets have deferred, so they will kick off from right to left here on the radio. And we have a nice, cooler evening tonight. We've got a good crowd for the ball game, and look forward to see what this one brings. West Plains will get the football to start the game, so they're starting offense for the ball game tonight. Quarterback Isaiah Jones, who set that single-game passing record last week with 344 yards. fullback is going to be Dawson Howell. Remy Wilson at the running back. Wideouts, Briggs Houston, who broke a few records the other night. 11 catches, most in a game for a Zizzer wideout, and 257 yards. He also had four touchdowns. Other wide receiver will be Rylan Kinslow, tight end Red Erickson. The front line will be Peyton Richards, Jeff Edgler, Fernando Lopez, Maddox Hawkins, and Jackson Hunter. Lebanon Yellow Jackets starting defense across the front. Nose tackle is Gunnar Williams. Defensive ends, Mason Hendricks and Nick Allen. Linebackers, Jackson Glendenning and Braden Christian. Outside backers are Avery Starnes and Griffin Jones. The safeties are Hoyt Honey and Drew Bowling. And we're just, and the corners are Abe Allen and Cannon Rourke. We're about ready to get this game started. West Plains will be in the white with the red pants, white helmets, red bolt on the side. The Jackets are wearing black, white helmets, white numbers, gold trim, with Jackets on their helmet. Here's a high kick. It'll come down the 5-yard line, then return comes to 10 to 15 to 20, and tackle Mayball comes out, and right off the bat, Lebanon looks like they've got a turnover on the opening kickoff, and they do, and that is as bad a start as West Plains could ever dream of getting off to. Turnovers cost mightily last week, and now we give the Jackets on a fumble on the opening kickoff, the football at the West Plains 21-yard line. So much for those lineups. Got to flip it now. West Plains defense. Defensive ends, Dawson Howell and Dylan Brigman. At the nose, Maddox Hawkins. Inside linebackers, Alex Judd. Warren Lawson on the outside, Briggs Houston and Lance Norton. Jacob Moore and Rylan Kinslow are the safeties. And here we go with the double wing on first down. They'll throw the ball out to the right flat. Double pass into the end zone. Wide open for the catch and the touchdown. So some trickery right off the bat here tonight. They threw it to the wideout, who rose up and immediately, and Kickapoo scored on the same kind of play in the game last week. Only they did it from around midfield. And so extra point time already as the Yellow Jackets get on the board with 11:47 to go in the first quarter. Touchdown reception by Westland McKinney. There's an extra point try. It's up and it is good. And Shazam, 13 seconds, 7-0. Lebanon back in a minute on Gady Wide.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Howell County Habitat for Humanity continues to build homes for families who qualify. It happens through generous people like yourself who have the means to contribute. One way is to donate unneeded items to the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They accept clean, used furniture, appliances, household items, and more. They will sell these items in the store to help fund building Habitat homes in Howell County. Go to howellcountyhabitat.org or visit the Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
For the second time, Rhett Rhodes will kick the ball away, and West Plains will take it, and slipping down and falling at the 13-yard line. West Plains will take it right there on first down as Taylor fell right there in his tracks. First and 10 for West Plains. West Plains will line up with two wide to the left and a wingman left from their 13. We'll run the ball with Remy Wilson running left, cuts it upfield 15, hit hard down at the 16-yard line, so a gain of 3 for West Plains. Mm-hmm. Second down, about 7 now. And for West Plains to have a realistic chance of winning, number one, you can't turn the ball over. We've already done that, and it cost us 7. And the other thing is you have to be able to run the football, because if you let Lebanon run a ton of plays tonight, they're going to score a ton of points. That's just the way they roll. Single back man in motion from the left, right up the middle on the handoff. And a gain of 2 on the play, maybe, to the 18, maybe the 19, 18-yard line. They'll bring up third down and a long 4. So the Zizzers come out. Ball marked at the 18-yard line. Back to throw. Here's some pressure from the outside. Now throw to the far sideline or near sideline. It's incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Red Erickson, the tight end. At the 28, ball was too tall, out of bounds, and West Plains will have to give it up on a 3-and-out. So now Lebanon will get the football in really good field position. Looks like Gavin Smith is a deep receiver. He's the quarterback. Isaiah will punt the ball here. End over end kick, fair catch. Nope, no fair catch on the play. Now up the left sideline, breaking a tackle, 35-yard line. Spun around, out of bounds. There's a near block in the back at midfield. No flag on that play. And Lebanon will start at the 33-yard line of West Plains. First down and 10 for the Lebanon Yellow Jackets. Bill Christensen is their coach. He has been here 18 years. And this potentially one of his better teams. And they've had some pretty good ones. Here we go. No wideouts this time for the Yellow Jackets. Single back, wingman in motion. They run the option. Quarterback Smith keeps it, and he gets across the 25 down near the 23-yard line. And that's close. That will be enough for a first down. In the glory days of Oklahoma Sooner football, going back to the 60s, 70s, this is the kind of thing you saw all the time. Triple option football, running the ball, power football, right at you. Motion man, West Plains jumps offsides. So a 5-yard penalty, and that'll make it first down and 5 here in the early going. You know, we had a rough go of it mid-season last year. Regained ourselves and turned it into a great year. Rough stretch this year, though, too. Here in the middle. Toss play running to the right. Glenn Denning running right. Turns it upfield. He's 15, the 10. Takes on a tackler. Hit down at the 9-yard line. That's a gain of 9 and a first down for Lebanon. Boy, they are hard enough to deal with. Lebanon is. They're hard enough to deal with, making them go 70, 80 yards. But when you give them a field that's less than 40 yards, you're asking for big trouble. Quarterback option, and Smith will take it up the right hash mark. He'll be stopped short of the goal line inside the 2. Or the tackle is made there on the far side. I think Dylan Brickman was one of those making the stop that time for West Plains. Knocking on the door, trying to make it 13-0 here in the very early going. Motion man from the right. Option play left. Quarterback gets it, takes it in for the touchdown. And already, it's 13-0. Gavin Smith with the touchdown run. So a 2-yard run makes it 13-0. Out comes the extra point team. So it has been a nightmare start in the first three-plus minutes. Extra point try is up, and the ball is good. So 8:42 to go. Pardon me. We played 3 minutes, 18 seconds, and Lebanon already leads this game 14 to nothing, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
Save with Dave.com.
Butler Heating and Air and Generac announce a big sales event on Generac generators. Now through October 8th, when you purchase a new Generac generator at Butler Heating and Air, you will get a 10-year parts and labor warranty free. It's a huge value of over $1,000. So get a quote on a Generac generator today and take advantage of a worry-free warranty. It's happening for a limited time through October 8th at Butler Heating and Air, your authorized Generac dealer across from the fairgrounds in West Plains.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
8:42 to go in the first quarter from Lebanon. The Jackets kick away for the third time, and the bouncer taken at the 23-yard line, returned back to the left, back toward the left hash mark, and the tackle made near the 30. And it'll be first down for West Plains right there again. Lebanon up early, 14-0. West Plains has got to figure some way to establish some offense and try and keep Lebanon off the field for a while. The offense went three and out on their first true possession. They fumbled the opening kickoff. Single back, motion man, Erickson, running play left. Follows the blocking, makes a tackle, gets across the 30, near the 34, and a flag comes down very late on that play, and that'll be holding on West Plains. The one characteristic that you see out of Lebanon, and it's the same pretty much every year with Coach Christensen being here, they play a very physical kind of football game. They will put the hat on you. So the holding penalty will back it up all the way to the 19. First down and 20. So all those little things that we could least afford, we have experienced already. Motion man on first and 20, 19, play action pass. Jones heaves it deep down the left side, high pass, ball is incomplete. Pass interference call, though, on Lebanon. That's 47-yard line of Lebanon. Isaiah Jones aired it out and tried to get it to Briggs Houston. And Briggs had a shot at it, but was interfered with as he went up to pull the pass down. Pass interference is the call against Lebanon. We'll go back to the line of scrimmage. It was first and 20. I don't know that this is an automatic first down, though. I don't think it is. Well, it's still going to be, it is going to be first down, but the chains don't move. It'll be first down and 5 now from the 35 or 34-yard line of West Plains. Motion man tied in from left, from right to left. They'll hand the ball off. Jackson Taylor with the carry, and he'll get a yard maybe near 36-yard line. Second down and about 4. Nate Hudson engineers tonight. Drew Joyce takes care of the video work. And now on the short side of the field, Jones will hand off running left. Jackson Taylor will get up close to a first down. He's going to be a little bit short, about a half a yard maybe. They'll mark this just across the 38-yard line. So now let's see if West Plains can get a first down, move the sticks, keep it a little while longer. Isaiah gets the call from the sideline. Let's see what Lebanon does here. They're going to have four down linemen. Quarterback hands left. Taylor hit. Backfield lost two. And it'll be fourth down. That play took too long to develop, and Lebanon was playing run all the way on that. They'll mark the ball back about a yard. It's fourth and one. There's temptation here. And here we go. Going to go for it. Fourth and one from the 38-yard line. They try to draw them off sides. Unbalanced left. They run the ball and hit in the backfield and drop for a loss of two. And Lebanon will take over. Jackson Taylor had no chance. I mean, no chance. Once he got the handoff, he was hit in the backfield. Loss of two, and Lebanon takes over. Now, on a 36-yard field. Ominous. So on the next two plays on third and fourth down, West Plains lost 3 yards. And the Jackets come up. Jaximus Glendinning is their running back out of the double wing. Motion man. They'll turn the hand right up the middle. Hit made and a stop made. So Jackson Hunter on the stop that time for West Plains. They'll mark the ball across the 35 near the 34-yard line. Pickup of two. Second down, 8 yards to go for Lebanon. Trying to pick up their seventh win of the season here tonight. Man in motion, toss play, running to the left. They'll turn it up inside. They get a well, 30, 25, 20-yard line, 15, tackle at the 11 as Alex Judd finally brings him down, but not before a 23-yard run, and it'll be first down and 10. Lebanon could get a first down here without getting in the end zone. In fact, first down marker is marked at the 1. Yellow Jackets in the black with 5:36 to go here in the homecoming first half, first quarter. Quarterback will keep, and he'll be hitting the backfield as Alex Judd will wrap him up, and he'll be dropped for a loss of a yard on the play. Good reaction that time up front for the West Plains defense as Alex Judd came up to make the stop. Warren Lawson also on the tackle that time for West Plains. Second down and 11 for a first down, 12 for a touchdown. Gavin Smith, the quarterback, under center. Motion man, toss play, running left. Same play from 2 plays ago, and he's run out of bounds at the 7. Briggs Houston, good job getting to the boundary and making the stop on the ball carrier that time. That was Drew Bowling, one of their slot backs, who took the toss. He got down to the 8. That's where they marked him out of bounds. So gain of 4. And the Jackets, well, they don't feel compelled to throw the ball in this or any other situation. There we go, third down and 8 for Lebanon from the 8-yard line. Toss it to the right side, good defense. West Plains strings it out. They're going to stop him for a loss on the play on the far side of the field. Be a loss of about 3, and again, Alex Judd, one of those over there. The main guy over there making the play, and so that will force the Jackets to go to the field goal attempt here. That'll be Rose. It'll be a field goal attempt of 28 yards from the right hash mark. High snap, hold down. The kick is up, and it looks pretty good. And it is good. So the Jackets, with 4:36 to go in the first quarter, lead West Plains 17-0. Back in a minute on KDY.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
Hey, Zizzer fan. Tonight, after the game, tune in to the Fox 96.9 for The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt. It's your opportunity to call in and talk about tonight's game, hand out game balls to deserving players, and give them the recognition that they deserve. It's every Friday night after the games on the Fox 96.9. It's The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
Lebanon's Rhett Rose will kick it away, and the ball is picked up at the four-yard line, and Jackson Taylor keeps his feet, gets across the 15 up near the 21-yard line. So that took a while to develop, but eventually got it just over the 20, and first down now for West Plains, who went for it on fourth down that last possession, and they got stuffed up front. 17-0 is our score first quarter from Lebanon High School here in Laclede County. West Plains will huddle and come up. And this time they're going to have double tight ends, double wings, actually, with a single running back. Isaiah Jones under center. Takes it, tosses it left. Running play, Remy Wilson. Misses corner, gets up the sideline out of bounds. That's going to be close to a first down. Depends where they mark him out of bounds. He'll be at the very least. Looks like a gain of 9. And that's the case. It'll be second down and 1. Remy with the best offensive play of the night so far for West Plains on that carry. Just see if we can get our feet underneath us here and put together a nice drive. Get on the scoreboard, settle things down a little bit. Kinslow in motion left to right. They'll fake it to him. Hand off. Remy going the other way. Remy gets first down, and he'll get to the 33-yard line. That fake froze the linebackers as they went the other direction with Remy Wilson. That's going to be marked at the 32, and a first down for West Plains. Plains will come up in straight eye formation this time. Dawson Howell, the fullback, Remy Wilson at the tail. Joel Wyatt changes the play on the far sideline. On first down. Jones will throw to the flat. High pass caught by Kinslow. First guy got him around the ankle, and he got a little help in the tackle made after a short game, maybe a yard. As Ryland gets up, rubbing his neck. They're going to mark that at the 33-yard line. Second down and 9. Clock moving. 3:20 to go in the first. Three to the left, one to the right. Single back. And now a whistle. Flags are down. False start against West Plains. That's a 5-yard penalty. So it's going to be second down and 14. I asked the Lebanon broadcaster, the Hall of Famer, Kevin Stubblefield, early on before we got started. I said, how do you rush the passer? He said, we're really good at it. Well, that's what we didn't want to hear. Here's a pass out to the left flank. Off by Briggs Houston, tries to get to the boundary, and he does, 35-40-yard line, and he is finally upended and out of bounds on the far side after a good pickup near the 48. That's a gain of 20 and a first down for West Plains. Last week you had a really good example of how fast Briggs Houston is. And you give him that straight line burst opportunity, and he'll run by people, and he did there. 49 is where it's marked. First and 10 for West Plains. Toss play running left. Jackson Taylor running left, and he'll be forced out of bounds on the far side after he picked up two. So it's up to the 11 and 49-yard line. Short gain of two on the play. It'll bring up second down and 8. Good crowd here tonight. A lot of folks getting prepared, meaning they brought coats and blankets with them. 49 was temperature at kickoff. From the 49 of Lebanon on second down, pass to the flat, caught by Houston. He takes it straight up the sideline, hit, knocked out of bounds, late hit out of bounds. That'll be 15 more. So Briggs Houston had enough for the first down. He picked up 9. They're going to add 15 yards onto this. So it's a matter of where the battle occurred, and they'll move it downfield from there. West Plains will have very good field position now and have moved the ball against the very good Lebanon defense. Lebanon shut Kickapoo out. I believe the final there was 34-0. Is it 34 or 31? But it was a shutout. And we saw it last week. Kickapoo can score points. West Plains trying to get on the board here. Down early, 17-0. 2:38 to go in the first quarter. Isaiah Jones will find out what play to run. Now he's ready. No tight end. He'll have 4 wideouts. Here's a quarterback draw and nowhere. I mean, nowhere to go. Down to me. In fact, a loss of about a half a yard on the play. West Plains didn't hold any blocks up front. The black shirts just came pouring through there and dropped him for a loss of a yard. Play will come in from the sideline, and West Plains will be looking at second down and long, second and 11. From the 26, snapback Jones throws quick to the near side. Ball is caught by Kinslow, but he is wrapped up and finally finished off. Really good play that time from the defensive secondary just to slow the ball carrier up after the reception. And that led to the tackle. So that'll bring up now third down and essentially 10. Bryce Malone with a really good play from the secondary that time. Line judge will come over and talk to the referee. Violation, well, sideline warning, which is obligatory for us. Pretty common thing this year, more so than other years. So if West Plains bench is too far or too close to the playing field, next time it's penalty for real. Back to throw it. Third down. Jones, pressure, throws it deep down the middle. He's got a guy, but it's too far, incomplete. Tried to get it. I believe Ryland Kinslow was the intended receiver. And Isaiah did a good job just getting rid of that football. Had a chance, but the ball was overthrown. Now it's fourth down, and obviously you go for it here. Down 17-0 with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Kinslow gets a play from the side and bring it to his teammates. They've got 10 seconds to get this play off. They're going to have to hurry up. 5 to go on the play clock. And that's going to be a timeout call. West Plains was not going to get the play off in time. Timeout back in a minute. West Plains trails 17-0 at Lebanon. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. A winning team starts with a winning spirit. Hey, this is Ashton Judd, proud Zither and Mizzou Tiger, to tell you about the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance. They have a team of winners that can help you find the right insurance at the right price. I knew the day the Zither girls went to the state title game that our winning spirit would prevail. Be a winner and call Ozark Hills Insurance for a quote today with offices in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
ORN Cares is now officially Give Local First, and we're looking for our 2024 recipient. Ozark Marketing Company and the Ozark Horse Trader are making plans for the upcoming year, and we are now taking applications for a regional organization. If you are a part of a registered 501c3 and want to be considered, please stop by our office at 983 East Highway 160 in West Plains, or email givelocalfirst@gmail.com. In 2023, our charity golf tournament was the biggest in the area, with 82 teams and raising over $20,000 for our recipient. Deadline for eligible applications will be October 31st.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
It's fourth down and about 11 for West Plains here. Down 17-0. 1:15 to go, first quarter. They'll go for it. The ball is at the Lebanon 26. Jones to throw it. Pressure up the middle. Throws it to the far corner and incomplete. Looking for Will Stopper. But coverage was very good, and Lebanon will take over on downs on that incomplete pass. So it'll be Lebanon on offense, and they'll at least have to work for it a little more here. Ball will be at their own 26-yard line. 17-0. The game started with West Plains fumbling the opening kick. One play, bam, 7-0, and it's gone from there. Double wing for the Jackets. Motion man from left to right. Option play, running to the left. Quarterback will keep it. He'll turn it up, gets across the 30-yard line near the 33, and that'll be a gain on the play of about 7. It'll bring up second down and 3, and that will not be the final play of the quarter. Ultimately, it may be, but they're going to have to run something else here. Second down and 7. See if the West Plains defense can make something happen here, maybe get a takeaway. 7 men on the line of scrimmage for West Plains. Option running right. Lindenny runs past the defender, tackled by Judd from behind, but not until he got up to the 46-yard line, 44-yard line. Well, make it the 41-yard line. Still a first down, though, and on a gain on that play of 7 yards. Flag on the field, though. That would be suggestive of maybe, nope, no penalty. We'll wave it off, pick it up. They stopped the game clock when the flag hit the field. Ball is at the 40-yard line of Lebanon, first down. Quarterback option left. Quarterback keeps, pitches with the left hand of the corner, 45-yard line, runs over a defender and out of bounds. Another good run on the play, and that'll be a first down. Ball carrier, Jackson Glendenning. He has rushed for over 1,000 yards already this year. He's averaging 9 yards a carry. Lebanon will run another play here. With quarter winding down. Quarterback will keep it. Hit in the backfield. Drop, no gain. Maybe even a loss of one on the play. Brings Houston on the stop that time. And that will be the end of quarter number 1. Warren Lawson also in on the stop. One quarter in, and first place, Lebanon leads West Plains 17-0. Back in a minute on KDY.
Something warm and delicious for lunch or dinner. What may that be?
San Juanero's Mexican-style chicken soup. Yum!
San Juanero's famous chicken soup. It's packed with good health and great Mexican flavor. It's full of shredded chicken and warm broth, Mexican rice, pico de gallo, avocado slices, a touch of enchilada sauce, and topped with fried tortilla strips. It's muy bueno. Try it at San Juanero's, just off Kentucky Avenue, next to the License Bureau.
It's not enough to merely own land. You need to own it, too. The Coyote Canine UTV helps you own the land you own. Hear the difference? Owning the land sounds like this.
Well, son, someday you'll inherit my land.
But owning it sounds like... You see, owning is...
Sign here, and here, and here.
But owning is more. Yeah, the rugged Coyote Canine UTV. Coyote, we dig dirt. So stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Quarter two has rolled around. Lebanon leads at 17-0. They have the football, second down and 10 from the West Plains 46-yard line. And the quarterback, late developing play, will get the ball down to the 40-yard line. Tackle made that time on the running back, Abe Allen. The junior picked up yardage to the 40. So 3.5 to get the first down for Lebanon. Gavin Smith. He knows how to run this option. West Plains jump. No flag. Well, there was a flag. Didn't think anything was going to be called, but they got around to it eventually. 5-yard penalty against West Plains. That's first down for Lebanon. Lebanon will throw the football just a few times a game for their own amusement. Otherwise, got right down to it. If they never had to throw it, they never would. Single back is Glenn Denning. Motion man goes from right to left. They'll run the inside counterplay. Big hole and a first down and more inside the 20-yard line to the 19 before the tackle is made. And so a nice pickup on that run. It's down to the 20. West Plains is in a hole and it is going the wrong way right now. Everybody tied on the line. Motion man to the right. Fake it. Roll out pass. Smith will throw the ball underneath and it's going to be incomplete. Try to get it to the running back down around the 12-yard line. Couldn't make connections there with Nick Allen, who actually is tied in. So that stops the clock with 10:41 to go in the first half. It's homecoming here tonight. Big, big crowd. On second down, they'll run it right up the middle, and they'll get 2 or 3 yards before West Plains will bottle that up. Jackson Hunter on the stop. Jackson with some help. So now it's going to be third down and about 7. Flags are down way before anyone even lined up on the line of scrimmage. The line judge points back on the Lebanon side. Let's see what it is. Dead ball, same stinking thing. All right, that's penalty on West Plains. Second time they've been flagged for that. First one's a warning. Second one's a penalty, so that'll be 5 more yards. All just inside the 12 now. That will make it second down and about 3 yards to go. And off on the counter play, gets close to the 10, inside the 10 to the 9. And Glendinning on the carry. Alex Judd there. And once again, in on the stop was Warren Lawson. But it's first down, first and goal to go from the 9 yard line. And the Lebanon Yellow Jackets threaten to run this score up to a 23-0 lead. Motion man to the right. Play action pass. Smith throws in the end zone. High pass. It's going to be incomplete. Double coverage in the far corner of the end zone that time for West Plains. Good coverage that time for the Zizzers. Jacob Moore and Landon Bryant were players on that coverage in the right corner. The officials get positioned. I think the back judge didn't have his position set before we got started here, so we'll... Looks like the officials are ready. And now, here we go. Second down, goal to go from the 9 yard line. Gavin Smith will take, toss it to the right side, running right to the 5, down to the goal line, and a touchdown for Lebanon. 9:45 to go in the second quarter. And the Jackets get in the end zone with Abe Allen on the toss sweep. So it's 23-0. They'll try their third extra point of the ball game. Kick is up. And it is good. So, 9:45 to go, first half. It's all Lebanon leading West Plains 24-0. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Ensuing kick, Jackson Taylor has it at the 10-yard line, cuts it upfield, and gets a good return to the 30-yard line before teammates push him forward, and he gets up near the 34. So a good return. West Plains will have decent field position to start this drive, and they're just looking for anything to hang their hat on. We had a pretty good drive, started last time, but it stalled out on fourth down in the Lebanon end, and we'll see if we can get something going again here. Isaiah Jones will line up under center, and they'll fake it, back to throw it. Joe throws down the side, wide open receiver, 48-yard line, and much more down to the 35. And the reception to Rhett Erickson. Erickson with the reception and a first down. So a 31-yard gain on the pass catch and run. Boy, Erickson, they found the right layer to throw that football. He was kind of the in-between guy. And there, I guess they caught 11 in plain zone, and he just found the soft spot. Nicely done by Isaiah Jones and Red Erickson. On first down from the 35-11 and running to the right. Here's Remy Wilson. Gets to the boundary to the side. First down out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. Out of the 24 and a first down. Nice run for Remy. He got those legs pumping and he was headed down the sideline before he got knocked out. That is a first down for the West Plains Izzards. They've been punched and punched here in the first half. Now they're looking to land a blow or two themselves. Last two play calls were excellent. Two running backs with the quarterback. We'll fake it, toss it. Jackson Taylor running left, turns it upfield. And Jackson will lean forward and get down to the 16-yard line. Gain of 7 yards on the play. And it will be second down, about three. They've marked that the 17-yard line of Lebanon. Clock ticking at 8:15 to go in the first half. Jones takes it. Option play running right. Tosses it to Remy. Turns it up. 15-yard line. Spun down inside the 15. He keeps going, thinking that maybe his knee didn't hit, but they're going to call him down at the 14. So that's going to be just short of the first down. We've seen already what happens on short yardage with Lebanon's defense bringing the linebackers, filling the gaps, and making it very hard to run the ball between the tackles. Let's see what they do here. Third and one, quarterback sneak, quick count. Very smart call, and it'll be a first down for West Plains, down the 10-yard line. So a gain of four and a first down for West Plains. Let's see if it's going to be goal to goal. It's very close to that. It would appear from looking at it that they could get a first down without scoring. And from the looks of things, the chain gang, they're not looking at it quite so much that way, but it does look like you get a first down just inside the one. On first down, counter play running to the right. Remy Wilson hit, driven back, and down he goes. He was hit, and they drove him all the way back to the 25-yard line before he went down. No gain on the play, second down and goal from the 10. This Lebanon team is ranked number 6 in the state in Class 5. So we're playing up in class. But as far as the district goes, West Plains looks to be pretty much relegated to second place. Second and 10, rollout pass. And Isaiah flushed out of the pocket. Now he throws the ball to the corner, high leaping catch, and a touchdown for West Plains. Briggs Houston on the reception that time. And there's another touchdown reception for number 10, the big senior. Gives West Plains some points at 6:24, and that makes it 24-6. That's one of those. He threw that ball very high over on the left side of the end zone, toward the back of the end zone, and you got a receiver that's 6'6", can go up and get it. That's always a good play. So a touchdown pass play. Covering 10 yards, and West Plains on the board for the first time tonight, 24-6. Here's the extra point try. The ball is up, and it looks good, and it is good. West Plains on the board with 6:24 to go in the half, and it's the Zizzers trailing Lebanon, 24-7. We're back in a minute on KDY.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your friends and family if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time one of your referrals opens an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, Willow Springs, or Houston for more information. Find out for yourself why our customers leave as friends at West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shoppe Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shoppe because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned, independent pharmacy with drive-through and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shoppe Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshoppe.com or download our RX local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Reed Cobb tees it up. Here's the approach and the kick. And he'll squib it on the ground. It's picked up by the Jackets running left, and the coverage will drop him at the 40-yard line. And so the Jackets will have good field position as they start this drive. West Plains, that last drive, they started at their own 31-yard line and drove it down the field. That was very good. 6:16 to go in the first half. West Plains on the board, trailing 24-7. You know, last week, the problem was that span of times with about 6 minutes to go in the first half and the next three possessions all were turnovers. Outside of that, West Plains had, she could have done something about that, had every chance to win the football game. But here tonight, a bad start has put him in a hole. Here's a running play up the left side over the left guard. And I believe Peyton Richards on the stop that time. And it'll be a gain of two on the play up to the 43-yard line. This time, slot man left, and the quarterback will fumble the football, and West Plains falls, but do they get the football? There's a pileup at the 43-yard line, and it looks like the Jackets will hold on to it. And that's going to happen. You need a little bit of help every now and then. Triple option offenses are famous for leaving the ball on the ground from time to time, doesn't matter how good they are. So now West Plains defense needs to get a stop. Third down, 8 yards to go. The ball is at the 43 of Lebanon. Here's the snap. Smith will roll out the pass, pressure from the back side. The ball thrown, tipped, and incomplete. Really good coverage out here on the near sideline that time by Jackson Taylor. Made a very good play. Jackson got a hand, knocked it down, and now Lebanon has to punt the football. Punt team is on. West Plains will go back. And it looks like Rylan Kinslow is back deep. Punter will stand at his 30. Snap good. Kick away. And Rylan is going to let it hit. And Lebanon will down the football near the 21-yard line. So first down with 4:42 to go. Well, hey, do the same thing you did last time. Push the ball upfield. You got plenty of time to do it with 4:42 to go in the half. Punch this thing in, and suddenly this is a much different looking game. Topped off that last drive with a 10-yard touchdown pass. Caught by Briggs Houston. Isaiah Jones under center now. First down, their own 21. Running play, running to the right. And I think that was Kinslow. That's on the far side of the field. And there's a yard on the play. Will Stoffer, perhaps. I'm going to say it was Will Stoffer on the carry. Gain of one, second down and nine. West Plains will change out some personnel. Ball's on the right hash mark. They're going right to left here in the second quarter. Three wide left, one to the right. No tight end. Back to throw with Jones. He looks. He throws to the flat. High pass is incomplete. Off the hands of Remy Wilson. And they'll stop the clock with 4:08 to go, or 4 minutes flat to go here in the first half. So the Yellow Jackets defense, they're going to be playing pass here. So you got to be careful if you're Isaiah Jones. They're going to be laying in the weeds on anything out to the sideline. Here's the snap from center on third down. Quick pass to the flat. Caught. Nothing. Tackle made at the 19-yard line. Greg Houston caught the ball, and he was body slammed immediately. So a loss of four on the play, and it'll be a punt. Clock ticking at 3:40 in the second quarter. Big crowd because it's homecoming here tonight. Not many empty seats. Isaiah Jones to punt it back at his 7. Snap good. Kick away. Pretty good kick. Fair catch. Maybe. No, they're going to let it hit. And takes a good West Plains bounce. Now they'll down it at the 47-yard line. So the Jackets have it, first down and 10. Still a lot of time to go in the half, 3 minutes, 12 seconds. 24-7 is our score. Now up over center. Gavin Smith, the quarterback, under center. For the Jackets in black. From the 47-yard line, here's snap toss play. Running to the left, trying to get to the corner. They do get to the corner, 50, 45, 40, and out of bounds. A big run on first down will be worth close to 15 yards, maybe 14, depends where they mark him out. They're going to mark it at the 40, so it's 14-yard gain. And a first down for Lebanon. That's one of the few times we've really seen Lebanon attack West Plains on the edge tonight. Kickapoo had some success with that last week. First down from the 40. Smith, play action. He throws it to the flat. Ball is incomplete. He led his receiver a little too much coming out of the backfield, coming around the right end. That was Drew Bowling, the intended receiver. And it's incomplete. Just 2 games left here on the regular season schedule. After tonight, we have Parkview at home next week. Then we'll go down that long, winding road to Waynesville. On 2nd and 10, Smith, option, pitches late, missed tackle. Stiff arm, 3 missed tackles. Up the right side, 25, 20-yard line, out of bounds, 24-yard line, and a first down. That was good defense. 4 tackling. Alex Judd ran him out of bounds. I mean, you can pursue great. You can scheme great. You can get to the ball, but if you don't finish the play, it turns into another first down for Lebanon. From the 19-yard line, they're trying to add on before halftime. 2:54 to go in the first half. Glenn Denning is the running back, and he will get the carry. Gets to the 15-yard line, 5-yard line, and he is in for a touchdown. 19-yard run for Jacksonus Glenn Denning for the Lebanon Yellow Jacket. That makes it 30-7. So Lebanon adds on. They have the lead of 23, which could be 24. After this extra point try. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick. It's good. 2:47 left in the first half. It's 11-31, West Plains 7. Back in a minute on KDY.
Respiratory care is what Ozark's health medical equipment is all about. At times, doctors may recommend an AffloVest for movement and management of secretions. Often, patients need help with movement of excessive congestion. The team at Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment will be there to help every step of the way on a journey to better health. Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name, located in West Plains, 1703 West 8th Street.
When it's game day, there's no better way to tailgate than in the all-new Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet. The Silverado has room for all your tailgating essentials.
Whether you're chilling, grilling, or cheering, do it all in style with a Bailey Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads to unforgettable game day memories with the Chevy Silverado.
Go 4-6-9-3-1-1-1. Bailey's team is gonna get it.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
Here's the kickoff. West Plains takes it at the 10, and the tackle will be made just shy of the 20-yard line. So 2:40 to play in the first half. West Plains has got on the scoreboard, but Lebanon has got on the scoreboard repeatedly. Four touchdowns and a field goal. And they lead it 31-7. Oh, I wasn't looking at our live stream there where it says flag on the play. That's something new. Our scoreboard sponsor is Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Penalty's going to work against West Plains, though. That'll back it up at the 10-yard line. Isaiah Jones will line up under center, first and 10 from their own 10. Isaiah Jones will be up under center. They blow the whistle. Here we go. Back to throw it. Play action. Jones, he looks. He has time, lots of time. Rolls, throws it off the back foot and out of bounds. Well, that's good coverage downfield. Everybody was covered. Isaiah had all day long to throw the ball. If you have 3 or 4 seconds, normally you need to get rid of the football. He probably had 6 seconds, maybe more. So it's second down and 10. 2:32 to go in the first half. It would be very good to get at least another first down. That gives you the opportunity to at least run out the clock here in the first half. Because if Levin gets it, and they're in the West Plains end of the field, that could be bad. Up and here's a pass down the left sideline, high and incomplete. Tried to get the ball to Ryland Kinslow on an out and up play with pump fake, but the ball was thrown too high and out of bounds. That stops the clock with 2:27. Well, it's 31-7. There's no reason to play timid here. Now timeout's called by West Plains. 3:27 to go in the first half. It's Lebanon 31, West Plains 7. Back in a minute on KDY.
No matter whether it's a scorching 99 outside or a shivering 22 degrees, Kubota MX Cab Tractors at Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment will keep you comfortable, plus deliver the optimal power to get the job done. Right now on Kubota M Series, get zero down, no interest for 60 months through October 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgeland Harbor and Kubota, West Plains and Mountain Grove.
As your American Family Insurance agent in West Plains, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jordan Puckett, agent. Call me at 417-505-7138, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Jordan Puckett, agent, at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or call 417-505-7138 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Let's see if West Plains can move the sticks. Third down and 10 from the 10. Back to throw. Jones gets to, he's going to be thrown down. And now the ball is loose, picked up by Lebanon at the 5 and down to the 1 yard line. As Jones was sacked, the ball went flying out and Lebanon covered it and ran it back down to the 1 yard line. So the Jackets have it, and that's one of those things that you fear in that situation. So it'll be Lebanon football with a chance to pile on here some more points. They're already up by 24. The Jackets on first down and goal to go from the 1 yard line of West Plains. Quarterback sneak, dive across. Nope, it's going to be a direct play, and I didn't get a call. They're going to say the running back was down, going over the right side. That was a direct snap. The quarterback, they had it tied in right behind center, so he was a decoy. We have a flag down. Unsportsmanlike conduct call against the Lebanon Yellow Jackets. So that'll be a 15-yard penalty. So instead of from the 1 yard line, they'll have. Well, that should be if there's a penalty on that play, you would think. It will be second down and goal to go from the 16-yard line. Here we go on second down. Smith, the quarterback, takes it, fakes it, tosses it, running play left. Boy, they've got a ton of room over here at the 10-yard line. 5-yard line turns it up, flag down, and a touchdown. No, he's going to be out of bounds at the 1, but there's going to be a penalty against Lebanon out there on the boundary for probably holding. When you see a flag go down and you see a player turn and put his hands up in the air or put his arms out like, what? What? Well, he was probably what? The flag is at the 4. And normally you mark it from the point of the foul, wherever that might happen to be. The flag is at the 4. It may have been a little bit further back upfield, and we'll see where they what they decide to do here. The clock is down to a minute and 48. West Plains has made some mistakes tonight, and like good teams will, Lebanon's made them pay, holding penalty against the Jackets. From the point of the foul, it moves it back to the 18-yard line. And you think, well, this will put him in more of a passing situation. No, it won't. Because that's not who they are. The triple action is their passing game. Although they have shown the willingness to throw the ball. Here's a toss play running to the right. They have a lead blocking crew turning up inside the 10-yard line. Down to the 5-yard line before the tackle was finally made. So Jackson Hunter on the stop that time. And now with a minute 33 and counting. Well, the clock is stopped at 1:30. Now it's running. Ball just shy, nose of the football touching the 5-yard line of West Plains. West Plains has, or I should say Lebanon, has a really good offensive line. They really come off the football. And neither of the clocks. Now the clock is wound, and here we go again. Minute 18 and counting. And they just now start the play clock for some reason. Anyway, quarterback Gavin Smith comes to the near sideline waiting to get a play. They may just let this thing run down and call timeout. That is what they're going to do. So 53 seconds left. Timeout called by Lebanon with the score. Lebanon 31, West Plains 7. Back in a minute on KDY.
A rock chip. It starts out so small and harmless. Just a little blemish on the windshield. Then one day you climb in your car and your windshield looks like a road map. Crack after crack from side to side, top to bottom, and points in between. Don't let that happen. Go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix rock chips and prevent it from running a race across your windshield. If you didn't catch it in time, don't worry. He installs new windshields too. SMP Quality Auto Glass. Show us your crack.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Lebanon has third down and goal to go from the 5 with 51 seconds to go in the first half. They lead this game 31-7, trying to add on before halftime. Gavin Smith, the quarterback under center, single back. Here we go on third down and goal. Motion man to the right, toss play to the right, lead blocking to the right, touchdown to the right for Lebanon. That's a very basic play. Now that double wing offense, just a toss sweep play, and it results in a touchdown for Lebanon. And they go up now 37-7. Touchdown for Abe Allen for the Jackets. Extra point try. The kick is up. The kick is good. So a mere 47 seconds left in the first half. West Plains now down, leading toward halftime by a score of 38-7. Back in a minute on KDY.
Pepperoni just makes everything better, don't you think? Right now, Domino's Pizza in West Plains and Mountain Grove has a mix and match deal. Choose any two or more items, including the new pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread, for only $6.99 each. Try the tasty sensation with pepperoni stuffed in Domino's yummy cheesy bread. Domino's in West Plains and Mountain Grove with pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
All right, we'll check some scores at halftime. Here's the ensuing kick. West Plains on the return will move the ball across the 25 to the 29-yard line with 40 seconds to go in the half. Kickapoo is putting it on Rolla, 35-6. We'll have some of the other scores from around the area here at halftime. And we'll have time because it's homecoming. 40 seconds left, 29 on first down. Pass out to the right, flag caught by, I think, Kinslow. He's at 35, goes down. Ball comes out, but no fumble on the play. He'll be short of the first down by a yard. It'll be second down and one. clock stopped as he must have gone out of bounds on that play. Scissors come out of the huddle. Red pants, white shirts. I like those new helmets. White helmets with the red lightning bolt. Second down. Pass out to the flat caught. Wilson, or make that stopper, will go out of bounds as he gets it up to the 45, 46-yard line. That should be easily, and it is the first down, so we have 29 seconds to go in the half. The secondary for Lebanon drops all the way back to Phillipsburg. Roll out pass, Jones to the right, throws wide, wide open. That's the 45 out of bounds at the 40-yard line of Lebanon. Ryland Kinslow, the receiver on the play. And they're playing just so soft, they're just giving you 15 yards. They mark him out at the 41. Well, you complete a few more of those, at the very least you may be able to kick a field goal here at the end of the half. First and 10, 41, roll out pass. Throw over to the near sideline, that ball is caught, and the receiver knocked out of bounds. Ryland Kinslow again. He'll be marked out at the 35-yard line. Of course, Lebanon's defensive secondary, they are very wary where Brick Houston is at all times. And in spite of that, he did have a touchdown catch earlier. Timeout is going to be called by Lebanon. 17 seconds to go in the half. Back in a minute on KDY.
For anything you need around the office, think Bureau. Office furniture? Think Bureau. Pens, paper, forms? Think Bureau. Cleaning and janitorial supplies? Think Bureau. Need supplies but you don't have time to get it? Think Bureau. They deliver. So for anything you need for the office, think Bureau. Stop by and see them just off the square in West Plains or online at thinkbureau.com. Bureau, 202 West Main in West Plains.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
17 seconds left in the first half. West Plains has it, 36-yard line of Lebanon. A little bit of time left. Let's see if the Scissors can do something with it. Roll out pass to the right. Good blocking to the sideline. And Isaiah Jones will throw the ball. It'll be dropped, incomplete, on the far sideline. Now down to 9 seconds to go in the half. Naturally, ideally, you'd like to be able to get six here, but realistically, take something a little bit less. Call a timeout, and you'll have a chance maybe for a field goal. Anyway, ball is at the 36-yard line of Lebanon. There's time to run another play, then stop the clock. Rick Houston's going to be wide out to the right. They're going to have three people on him. Back to throw. Blitz from the near side. Jones throws it deep down the middle of the field. Hangs up there. That ball is going to be intercepted. Lebanon will return the ball, and tackle will be made at the 6-yard line by Briggs Houston. And that will be the end of the first half. So, after two quarters of play, make sure there's no penalty flags on the field. Roughing the passer is going to be the call on the play as Isaiah Jones got slammed to the turf after the throw. So, the half can't end on a defensive foul. So, West Plains should get another crack at it. But they're not moving the ball up the field, which suggests maybe there are offsetting penalties on the play. They are going to get another play. No time on the clock. So we'll just heave it to the end zone and see if something happens. We're going to have a roughing the passer call. Why don't they mark that off? Now, dead ball. Unsportsmanlike conduct call against the Jackets. So the Jackets get the personal foul for roughing the passer to get unsportsmanlike conduct as well. I don't know if you get both of those or not. You might. We're going to move this thing all the way down to the 21-yard line. So it's 15 yards. And now they're going to add the unsportsmanlike conduct. That's half the distance to the goal line. That's right. Mark it at the 11. And so you got one play. Unless you have another defensive foul. I'm just going to go to watching the game over here on Drew's screen. That looks pretty sharp. Last play of the half. West Plains takes their time. They've got plenty of time on the play clock. And now, timeout, West Plains. Back in a minute on KDY.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do and to-dos you got to do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a want-to-do. But flossing before a dentist appointment so they don't suspect that flossing is a never-do, that's a got-to-do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hard-working Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the got-to-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
All right, here we go. Last play of the first half. West Plains has the ball down thanks to penalties at the 11-yard line of Lebanon. Another timeout called by West Plains. So we'll take another one, too. 38-7 is our score, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Rick's Truck Repair in West Plains is looking for a skilled big rig mechanic to join the crew. Apply in person anytime at Rick's Truck Repair off South Highway 63 in West Plains. Rick's Truck Repair is where you can get all your chrome or truck accessories. If they don't have it, they can get it. And they're your skilled mechanic big rig truck repair center. Visit Rick's Truck Repair on South Highway 63 in West Plains.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
Well, it's taking us 5 minutes to run one play, and we still haven't run it yet. Last play of the first half. Again, from the 11-yard line, 11. West Plains trying to pop one in the end zone. Rollout pass. Jones throws to the far corner. High pass incomplete. Intended for Robin Kinslow, and that's the end of the first half. And after one half, 6th ranked in Class 5, Lebanon leads West Plains 38-7. And we're back in a moment on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Find new roads today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. If you are looking for comfort, durability, and protection to get you through your workday, Ariat brand workwear and boots are up for the job. We have a large variety of the best boots for any job, lace-up or pull-on, we have you covered. Plus, Ariat shirts, jackets, vests, work pants, sweatshirts, and hoodies.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
This